This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, just a few minutes ago, the Rosetta mission was successful, launching its probe to surface of a fast 34,000-mile-an-hour moving comet. The European Space Agency. Congratulations to humanity on true trailblazing. Very, very exciting. We're going to play some of that celebration coming up at the start of the next segment. Europe makes space history as the Rosetta mission launching, I have trouble pronouncing this, some say Philae, probe lands on comet. Pretty exciting stuff, an amazing video. Some of the first images or snapshots have gotten back. We'll have some of those on screen. You go to drudgereport.com. It's the top image on the site. You can see the touchdown taking place right there with the overall mission. Extremely, extremely exciting to see that happen. In amongst all the other crazy news that we've got here in front of us. The bad news is, back here on Earth, we are being pirated by the globalists that now want to take over the Internet and loot that and tax that to, quote, protect the public utility. And now CBS News reports people are going to be in for a shock penalty for uninsured not signing up for Obamacare to more than triple. More than triple. So it's not going to be $5,000 a year. It's going to be upwards of even more than that for families. And it's just the beginning. But they'll make you feel isolated and alone. They'll tell you it's not happening. You'll hold up your Humana bill in Texas that's 530-something percent increase, and they'll just say, shut up. It doesn't exist. We control reality, dumb American. You know, if they catch all these Democrats and professors calling us dumb Americans, who are they? And I guess America really is a joke, and we are dumb. If they sit up there and screw us publicly, and then laugh at us in our face, and we just love it. But see, most Americans won't see that professor in now two videos, a new video service. We're going to play that in a moment. Because that's academic stuff. They know you don't watch C-SPAN. They know you don't watch university channels. So when it did go viral, they said, Fox News and others, you don't air that. But it's clearly fair use. So see, they love to brag in their own conferences. Because they know the average person is watching Disney television or the NFL on ESPN. But now it's in Forbes after we reported on it, after Drudge carried stories on it. See, I just love how Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldEndDaily.com continues to just force these stories out. The stupidity of the American voter led us to hide Obamacare's true cross from the public. Yeah, that's kind of a twisting there. That's quotes out of context. What he said was, the public's stupid, so we hid it from them, and we're counting on them being stupid. That's how we got it done. That's clearly the inference that's being made there. Not, oh, you're too stupid, so we hid the fact that it's a big ripoff from you. No, it's a big ripoff, and we hid it, and counting on that and the stupidity is how we got the ball across the finish line. That's what he said. We're going to play the original clip and then the new clip when he's talking to his students. College kids, they're not kids. People used to, you know, carry out trade missions when they were 15 years old. Kids used to walk halfway across the country, you know, to meet up with their parents A lot of famous stories about that. Nowadays, you're a kid when you're 30. No, I was a man when I was 14 years old. I did everything a man did. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We've got it.
Rosetta Probe touches down on speed.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Rosetta Probe has touched down on speeding comet.
Are we seeing the Earth now? You've got it.
Deploying its probe to the surface.
You've got it.
And here for TV viewers is footage of the celebration at the European Space Agency Launch Command Center. I know it's not a touchdown in a football game, but it's events like this that are the future of humanity, and we're going to survive and make it. Very exciting. And yes, these tenuous steps look shaky at this point, but then they will start to get bigger and bigger and accelerate exponentially. There's also a serious danger, though. The New York Times has come out and admitted that top scientists and futurists are really worried about a robot arms race with autonomous, self-aware robots. You need to understand that the British drone And the U.S. drones that they're deploying, one of the British drones is called Tyranny, but they spin it and say that that's a Gaelic word. But no, it's meant to be Tyrannus. And there it is, fearing bombs that can pick whom to kill. I'm here to announce to you they had autonomous drones in orbit at least 10 years ago. They had radio-controlled and satellite-controlled space planes up in the late 70s. And I was told that by the former head of Star Wars, Dr. Bob Bowman, who was on record the head of Star Wars when it was classified. It didn't get founded by Reagan, SDI, in the 80s. It was already there in the Pentagon, obviously. And that's been declassified. But they had aircraft in orbit with DU Sabos, which don't have a nuclear explosion, but they have the same kinetic energy as a low-yield nuclear weapon to even be able to kill people 6 miles under a mountain. You cannot have people 6 miles under sea level because it's 150, 200 degrees. Under a mountain, under a six-mile mountain, it's about 65 degrees. And these are weapons that will destroy whole mountains and super deep underground bases. Now, they had those by 79 operational. The only reason he could tell me that was because they had accidentally, in some declassifications, released some of that. Now, they're also reporting in the Washington Post, the Pentagon wants an airborne aircraft carrier to launch drones. I told you, everything in Captain America is a revelation of the method, where they have these big floating aircraft carriers that launch drones that use face scanning and heat resonance off the top of your head and shoulders to 100% ID you and then kill you with microwave particle beams. In the movie, it's stylized with laser cannons. That's not how it works. They just fry you while you're asleep in your home, and they're not going to have floating aircraft carriers. Alexander Haig owned the company, launched it in 1991, and had secret operational blimps above the planet at over 130,000 feet by the year 2001. They were declassified, of course, about 5 years ago. Not what is on board the craft. Again, everything I'm giving you is super top secret, and I have it from the sources, and you've noticed it's all been confirmed. There are hundreds of small blimps in edge of space orbit, and reportedly quite a few of the big ones. But again, we did a review of Captain America. I told you they were actually developing these. Now it's been announced. So there you have it. But it will not look like the classic aircraft carrier in the ocean flying around like Captain America. They're just giant blimp bases. And huge equivalent of C-130s to launch smaller drone clusters. But the blimps are in the edge of space, basic orbit, where there's really not any wind, and their whole tops are solar-powered. And then they have other crafts that will go up, other delivery blimps, that will then deliver resupply missions to these command bases. Now, a lot of this isn't even classified. Alexander Haig had a TV show that for some reason was on Austin Cable. It was on nationwide, most areas. And I would get home after working out at like 6 at night after high school. And I would religiously watch it because it was incredible. It was Haig up there going, well, I have these low Earth orbit systems and all the communications will be on them. We'll also be able to surveil whoever and kill whoever's a threat to the Republic. And he's the guy that whenever Reagan was shot, he ran out and said, I am in command. I am in control here. I mean, these people are wild. And he, of course, is dead now. You can look up his TV show. We ought to find, I bet there's archives of that you can get. We ought to find the episode on his blimp company. Because he's the guy that launched the whole blimp deal. Okay, let's just get off that because I got a lot of important news to get to. I start talking about the spacecraft landing. And the Rosetta main ship launching the Philae. Rosetta probe touches down on speeding comet. The Rosetta mission has successfully landed a probe on a comet moving more than 35,000 miles an hour in a historic first for space exploration. Scientists cheered and punched the air in the European Space Agency control room when they received confirmation that the lander was sending signals from the comet. ESA Director General Jean-Jacques Dordain, I think, told a delighted audience, this is a big step for human civilization. That's right. That's what we want. There's a real fight in government right now about whether we should explore or do anything. You notice this is an unmanned probe, but you have to at this level. I'm all for computers, robots, probes helping us, assisting us, but we have to build it all for us and where it's controlled by the people and transparent. You don't, you will be taken over. Every futurist, every top engineer, the inventor of the internet, all of them are on record. Just Google scientists warn of rise of the machines, and they all say, we've had robotics professors, all of them on, they will take over because, look, it's being designed by humans from the beginning to oppress. So the very circuitry, the very missions, the very system is going for AI so that humans don't even make the decision to have the kills. Why is that? Because the globalists want to be able to have a drone army attack the Republic or anybody else they want, or go kill you and your family and then go and self-destruct and blame somebody else, basically. And the robots that they show us at MIT are tinker toys compared to what the Marines and others really have. You're seeing 20, 30-year-old stuff that they let some graduate students, oh, here's some plans. See if you can build this. And it's all part of a front, just like the space shuttle, a 1934 design by Wernher von Braun, was just a public resupply truck, tinker toy, to show everybody while the real space program goes on. And I may admit about 80% of the space program is classified. You see that space plane they've now been showing the public? It looks like a small space shuttle. Yeah, that thing's at least 40 years old. That's what some of the first space planes look like decades and decades and decades before we're even shown them. And they admit this. Like the B-2 bomber, they admit, was in service for 20 years before you were told about it. That's very old technology. My dad, when he was a kid, would see that stuff flying over all the time. When I was a kid, we were driving home from Grandma's at the ranch back to Dallas and saw three of the stealth fighters. And it is the stealth fighter you see. But they were gray-green, flying at about 200 feet over cow pastures. And they weren't even going fast. I was like, wow, look at that. And it was just like, I like Star Wars, and that had just been out a few years. And I thought, man, spaceships. And my dad goes, no, secret aircraft. So my dad saw a stealth bomber fly over the ranch when he was like 10 years old. That'd be 1960. And, of course, they declassified a few years ago that, indeed, they did have the bat wing or the boomerang-shaped type craft in the 60s. So there you go. But I don't want to digress anymore. We've got really serious, important news to cover. But I tend to get off on the scientific stuff when we see amazing things like what just happened with the Rosetta mission, a big success. Look for images, video, more to be coming back from that, learning about the nature of the universe, new elements. Who knows what will be discovered as it begins to drill in and mine data out of that Kuiper Belt remnant that has been hurtled towards the sun. Now, that said, when we come back from break, this is in the London Guardian now. We reported on this latest round a few years ago. Not bragging, just letting you know. Again, we're proven right. John Rappaport reported on it a few days ago. The latest, India mass sterilization. Women were forced into camps. That's the London Guardian. And this has been going on by the millions for decades. It's even been passed by the parliament over there to do this. And they just act like in the West, oh, we don't know what's going on with the Chinese mobile execution vans. Oh, we don't know what's going on with the tetanus shots. This is why you don't take, this is the reason you don't take vaccines. It's because it's social engineering. They're putting things that reduce your fertility in them here on record, because it'll be too obvious if everybody's sterilized. They're putting stuff in Latin America, Africa, and Asia that sometimes kills the women, but sterilizes them. And see, that's the thing. If it's powerful enough to destroy your fertility, it's killing a lot of these women. And there's video interviews with them. I mean, I remember 64,000 kids got paralyzed. I think 3,000 died in one round of Bill and Melinda Gates vaccines 2 years ago there. When they pull up with the armored trucks at the villages and the troops jump out with the shots and the UN people, the villagers run all over the world. 50 years ago when they still trusted the white medicine man, they'd run up and beg for it. Because back then they weren't really doing this. It was a bunch of bleeding heart Christian doctors over there. That's who the globalists send to get your confidence first. Then they send in the assassins behind them.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
See, what government does is they play dumb. When finally you've got tens of thousands of women a week getting sterilized, hundreds dying, because the chemical and bioweapons are so powerful it kills them as well. in Africa, in India, in Asia, then the media will go, well, there is a government program. India used to do that, but they're not supposed to anymore go around with these health department vans and grab the women. And then so many people will say, well, Alex, there are too many Indians. I mean, come on. You say don't open the borders up, it'll drive down the wages, but we got to get rid of these people. And it's always the liberal trendy. Don't you understand liberal trendy? They're doing it to you too, stupid. They don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Indian. They will give you 50-something shots by 18 months. And boys don't have as tough a blood-brain barrier. And that's why every town's got warehouses of people in diapers when they're 30 years old. Now, that's a premeditated plan to dumb people down, to make us more manageable. And in a certain percentage, it overdoes it. And so you get seriously brain-damaged people. So we can be managed. We can be stupid. Like they brag. And the fluoride and the GMOs that kill the rats that eat it and the honeybees that eat it. I'm going to say that again. The BT corn kills rats. It kills honeybees. Organ failure in the rats. By the third generation, every rat species, every rodent species, from guinea pigs to lab mice, are 98% sterile with testicles growing out of their heads or arms. Stuff like that. Hair growing out of their mouths. Want me to show TV viewers the photos? Just type in GMO rodent tumors. It's all being done. You understand? We're only one generation into GMO right now, and the killing fields are massive. And I'm sorry the transmission is a little too hardcore for you, but that's reality. So we're going to play Leanne McAdoo's report, and then we're going to get in to the guy that calls us Mr. Stupid. Yeah, type in rodents, GMO, or guinea pigs, hair and mouth, testicles, and it'll have it growing out of their heads and stuff or out of their mouths. And it's all funny to the globalists. Now one generation's about to start having the next. So we'll go from, you know, 10% of the kids being autistic or having disorders to, you know, 30, 40, and then it'll just be everybody sterile or dying. But by then, all the robots will be patrolling, and already Africa would have been wiped out. Asia would have been pretty much wiped out. You'll just see how it all happens. Because the globalists wrote books. See, I read them. I read the books. I read what Ray Kurzweil said. I read what John P. Holdren and Ehrlich, Paul Ehrlich wrote. See, I read the Club of Rome 1960s documents and showed them to you and read the quotes on air. See, they said they had a plan, but we were too stupid to hear. Listen, just like we have the Obamacare architect, Gruber, going on MSNBC yesterday and saying, I didn't mean it was off the cuff. I'm afraid we have him to his students telling him the same thing. No, sir, the whole plan has been deceptive, and it's meant to increase prices, and it's meant to bankrupt people, and it's meant to have death panels, and we've got Bill Gates. I want to do a special report. In fact, let's get Bill Gates on death panels ready for the next segment, too. And let's get one of the other big architects, Ezekiel Emanuel, on, who's an open eugenicist and an open exterminist and says reduce population, kill the old people, you know, kill babies if you want to after they're born. I mean, this is all being sold. I can go to UT right now, and about 45% of the people we talk to, we've done it twice, and each time it's 45% roughly. Almost half say, yes, let people kill kids up till age 5. And we say, seriously, yeah, if it's my choice, I want to be able to kill my kid. It's all about me, me, me. And to a powerless, chicken-necked coward who can't even tie their shoelaces and plays video games all day and goes and sits and hears some professor teach them about an obsolete future they're not even going to have. When you've got stuff like that going on, ladies and gentlemen, the weaker people are, the more demonic they are, I found. The more they like the sound of something wicked. They worship at the feet of it. And don't worry, you're going to get everything you want. All you servants of evil will be slowly torn apart by your own system. Everything you wish on others will be poured out on you. Make me want to throw up your disgusting filth. People are like, oh my gosh, he's so angry. Yeah, they're sterilizing women secretly all over the world and been caught. Yeah, yeah, they're brain damaging kids all over the world on purpose and laughing about it. And then getting up and saying, yeah, Americans are so stupid. That's why we had to hide the money, the increased prices. But, you know, adding that to their stupidity, we got it through, and they're all laughing. The other professors are nodding. Yes, yes, we lie. We deceive. Yes, yes. But now the African bishops.
We're on the march.
The Catholic
bishops. The empire's on the
run. Scientists.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
United Nations organizations are charged with sterilizing millions of girls and women under cover of an anti-tetanus vaccine program sponsored by the Kenyan government. The population control scheme was exposed after the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association sent six samples of the tetanus vaccine that was used during the World Health Organization's immunization campaign this year to laboratories in South Africa for testing. According to the doctors, all samples tested positive for the HCG antigen. HCG mimics a natural hormone that's produced by pregnant women. Well, the bishops and doctors warn that injecting women with HCG actually causes them to develop antibodies against it. When they do get pregnant and produce their own version of HCG, it triggers the production of antibodies that cause miscarriages. The doctors said, This proved right our worst fears, that this World Health Organization campaign is not about eradicating neonatal tetanus, but a well-coordinated, forceful population control mass sterilization exercise using a proven fertility-regulating vaccine. Now, that sounds a lot like a conspiracy theory until you read the World Health Organization's own literature. This is a report from August 1992 titled Fertility Regulating Vaccines. In it, they discuss the most advanced research on FRVs involves vaccines directed against HCG. As the Kenyan doctors point out, World Health Organization conducted massive vaccination campaigns using the tetanus vaccine that was laced with HCG in Mexico in 1993 and Nicaragua and the Philippines in 1994. Just like with this current inoculation program in Kenya, these campaigns targeted women of childbearing age, 14 to 49 years old, and each received a total of 5 injections. A typical tetanus vaccine schedule is just 3 shots. And don't be fooled, this isn't about giving women around the world a choice. The tetanus laced with HCG was given as a fertility-regulating vaccine without disclosing its contraceptive effect to the young girls and mothers. Why would the UN want to suppress the population in developing countries?
The overlords of scientific dictatorship are ruthlessly prosecuting a war on our most defenseless. In December of 1974, the U.S. government made third world population reduction a central national security issue. The operation plan titled National Security Study Memorandum 200 openly stated that populous third world nations posed a threat to the international elite's monopoly of global power. The Kissinger-authored U.S. plan targeted 13 key countries where massive population reduction was called for. Kissinger recommended that IMF and World Bank loans be given on condition that nations initiate aggressive population control programs, such as sterilization. Kissinger also recommended that food be used as a weapon, and that instigating wars was also a helpful tool in reducing population. In 1972, the Nixon White House also implemented a eugenics policy which was directed by George Herbert Walker Bush, then United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Bush advised China on the formulation of their one-child policy and directed the federal government to forcibly sterilize more than 40% of Native American women on reservations.
And following in his eugenicist father's footsteps, Bill Gates donates millions of dollars to research population control programs.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is committing $10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the most aggressive decade ever, rolling out new vaccines to poor nations around the world. This idea of population control has been around for decades and probably much longer. It's backed by powerful economic interests to cull the world population of the useless feeders so corporate giants can exploit world resources unimpeded.
Well, fabulous job by Leanne McAdoo and all the great graphics in there by Darren McBreen and everybody else just in this operation working as a team. InfoWars.com is a true treasure. I'm very proud of the team we've got and this good ship. And it's the good ship that you out there built. When you've supported us by word of mouth, when you've supported the products that we promote and sell, which, of course, you found out are high quality and very affordable, competitive. And it's just a great responsibility. And I pray every day that God lead, guide, and direct my hand and my mind and to help me be a good person and to help me make the right decisions and really tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But I think I have been put in this position for the reason that I am wild. And I do have a twist of Cain in me, like everyone does. And so the fact is that I'm not some shrinking violet, unworldly person. But at the same time, then, I and my spirit am guilty for the fact that comparatively, people would say I'm a very moral person, a very nice person, a very truthful person. But at the same time, I can feel the spirit of this world in me. And it is very dangerous. And so many people out there aren't even aware of it. So they just give into it and become slaves of it. And just think it's cute to be in control and do all these horrible things to other people. And you can argue there are areas of India, Calcutta, and other areas, and areas of Africa, and areas of South America, and Central America, that are living hellholes with homeless kids running around with snot running out of their noses, you know, huffing chemicals all day because that's all they have out of the junkyards. And just euthanizing themselves by frying their brains. But it all goes back to nutrition. And if we just built them up and gave them the technology and the true industrialization, all the metrics show, anywhere in the world, people become educated, informed, upright, smart, and only have two kids or less. And population starts to drop. Instead, the globalists have put in systems to block industrialization, to control populations, and allowed a huge population bloom. They then call for world government to come in and set up a draconian system worldwide to then exterminate masses of these people. And really, all it is an earth-killing conspiracy. And a huge third world population has been bred as a sacrifice to the god of this world. And from all my research, intellectual research, factual research, that's really what we're looking at, is these globalists just want to build a hellish world. They want autonomous killer robots, land, sea, and air. They want to merge with machines. They want to just destroy entire populations. They enjoy it. It's what they do. Ted Bundy, why do you like to kidnap women and torture them and kill them? Because I like it. And the public is so simple-minded on average, and I don't think has any idea the grip that we're in right now. The probing, the scientific manipulation. Coming up for 2 hours in studio, or close to 2 hours, the real Rick Ross, real Ricky Ross, is going to be in studio. And he spent 25 years of a life sentence behind bars for being one of the biggest cocaine dealers in U.S. history, if not the biggest, publicly known dealer. People say, well, how would you have somebody like that into your studio? Well, he had the nerve to not shut up when it came out it was the CIA, and to tell the truth and to get a longer prison sentence. And he has repented of what he's done and speaks at high schools and colleges everywhere and explains to people why they shouldn't get on drugs and why the drug war is a fraud as well. And how do we sit there and say, oh, he's bad, but the government that shipped it in and the prosecutors that saw the evidence it was the CIA and threatened him and others to shut up, they're good, though. They're good because they shipped the drugs in. They're good because they covered it up. They're good. And then they put Rick Ross in jail for 25 years when he wasn't a gun-toting, violent drug dealer. That's the low-level people. He was the major distributor under the CIA through one intermediary as they flew it into those Air Force bases every day by the plane load. Rick Ross was just a black front. So everybody knows a drug dealer is a black man. No, ladies and gentlemen, going back to Prohibition, when alcohol prohibition ended, they always stuck the red light districts and the liquor districts in the black neighborhoods. Because you didn't want to do that in your neighborhood because you're the preacher or your wife might see you. So that's where the crime getting nestled started in the black areas. And then Prohibition ended. in the 1930s, and they made narcotics illegal and started shipping them into the black communities then. They didn't start shipping drugs in to South Central in 1982 with the crack cocaine epidemic, a CIA invention, crack cocaine, perfected freebasing, the McDonald's of freebasing. They didn't. No. It was going on forever. It was always going on. And they didn't just stick it in the poor black neighborhoods. They stuck it in the poor white neighborhoods as well. They'd stick it in the poor Irish neighborhoods and say, the dirty Irish, they got gambling and hookers and everything else and drinking, those Irish scum. While meanwhile, it was all being stuck in their neighborhood. It's the same story over and over and over again. And it isn't even about what color you are or religion. In every country, they'll have some subgroup that they park all the crime in. And then they blame that group. You go back to Rome 2,000 years ago, they would stick the vice and the corruption in the neighborhoods of the minority groups, the Greeks or the Gauls or the North Africans. They all had their own neighborhoods, and they would stick it in that neighborhood. That's what you do. And so we're going to explore the social engineering because it's done on so many levels. And if you ever start thinking about what is the social engineering, and you ever start wanting to understand it, it's not work to learn. They make textbooks in school boring. They don't put really interesting stuff in there because you might get addicted to knowledge. And then it just opens up and you learn how the world works. And even if you're a sociopath or a psychopath, this knowledge of how the world works can make you incredibly successful. Going to college, give me a break. That's just to meet people and maybe get a job at a company because you date the right person or you're in the right fraternity. 9 times out of 10, college is worthless unless it's engineering or law or something. All the liberal arts, there is no jobs for that in the future. I'm not attacking you. It's a scam. We told you 20 years ago it was a scam. Now it's an admitted scam. They charge you more than you'll ever make. And it's a way for you just to keep being a kid till you're 25, 30 and not go out and actually see what's going on in the world. Social engineering. India, mass sterilization, women were forced into camps, say relatives. Brother-in-law, one of the victims, says women were herded like cattle after 12 die and scores injured following botched operations. Yeah, they're actually cutting their uteruses out. You know, it came out a few years ago that in California and other states, they were still sterilizing women secretly. There's a free government-run camp, but it comes and rounds you up. This is a whitewash in The Guardian. Here's another one. 24 reasons. Look at this. India. Mass sterilization. Women were forced into camps, say relatives. Depopulation vaccine in Kenya and beyond. Kenya's Catholic bishops are charging 2 United Nations organizations with sterilizing millions of girls. We all have the documents where they do it. And women. Kenya's Catholic bishops are charging 2 United Nations organizations for sterilizing millions of girls and women under cover of anti-tetanus inoculation program sponsored by the Kenyan government. It was given to 2.3 million girls, and now they're sterilized. Well, yeah, the UN got caught adding a hormone to it to create an autoimmune response to that hormone, thus causing spontaneous miscarriages at the start of the second trimester. The article goes through the documents, newscast, the UN basically admitting it. So just thought you might want to go read those stories. They're up on Infowars.com. You just heard Leanne's report on that. Is the UN using vaccines to secretly sterilize women all over the world? I don't know. Do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? Michael Schneider's got an article on that, breaking it down. And let's move on to why they want us stupid. People are going to be in for a shock. Penalty for uninsured not signing up for Obamacare to more than triple now that the midterm elections are over. CBS News from InsuranceQuotes.com, senior analyst. You think it doubling was bad? How about quadruple? You thought a 500% increase was too much? Well, second video emerges of Obamacare architect calling Americans stupid. Gruber, paid $400,000 by administration, visited White House a dozen times. Despite telling MSNBC that his comments were off the cuff, a second video has emerged of Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber saying the laws were passed because Americans were too stupid to understand it. Yeah, he said we kept it untransparent, and that is them being stupid, we got it through. And that's why a lack of transparency is key. During an appearance on the Ronan Farrow Daily, Gruber tried to explain away the initial comments by claiming he was speaking off the cuff when he said that a lack of transparency was crucial in fooling stupid Americans during the effort to pass Obamacare. That's right. And you'll just sit there and lecture everyone, Gruber, that it isn't increasing, right? Even though it is. Your bill comes in, it's bigger, but it isn't bigger because you said so. You control reality. Let's go to his first quote that they tried to censor, and then we have the new one to his students.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay, transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, false to the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right.
Now, let's go to his newest clip to his students, and then we also have him on MSNBC. But here is Gruber yet again saying the same thing.
But pretty much the same thing. So why does it matter? You'll see. And they're both in that pass. The American voters are too stupid to understand the difference. The American voters are too stupid to understand the difference.
And see, they're teaching the college students all over America that you lie, you deceive, you're a ruling class that feeds on them. When they're all there paying, 9 times out of 10, for a $300,000 degree with interest, it'll be $600,000, that you'll not get a job with, and that you've been chumped. But then they walk out like, oh, I'm so smart. I don't know anyone out there more arrogant than professors I know. There's some good professors. I don't want to overgeneralize, but let's say 70% are on unbelievable power trips and are so arrogant, it'll just blow your mind. Because they're egomaniac narcissists that just have people groveling all day to go in and hear them walk around and talk about, yeah, we keep things secret and twist it when we rip them off and massively increase their prices. They're so stupid. Because that's all they've got. They relish this. And then I've got Bill Gates saying, yeah, we've got death panels, but we don't want to call it that. Ha, ha, ha. And yeah, we want to reduce the population down to zero. Here's the equation. And then the TED TV crowd laughs. Because, see, they're in on the club. You get behind closed doors almost any medical doctor or any scientist or any professor. I mean, most of them. And you say, you know, there are too many people. We need to go ahead and forcibly reduce. And they're like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Let's not think of ways to fix it. Let's not think of ways to make it better. No. Did you read the Royal Commission on Population, 1949, commissioned by His Royal Highness Elizabeth II's father? Did you read the 200-page report? I did. I saw it in a footnote in a LaRouche publication. And then I went to the UT library and actually dug it out. That was back before the internet was big and powerful, like in 1996. And I read the whole report. I covered it on television. Got to dig that tape up. It's documents in one of these storage facilities. I got a copy of it off the microfiche. And they said right there, we could fix what we call overpopulation. Let's just say it's real for the matter of a debate. But that would then give decentralization, power of industrialization and technological development that we can't control. We ought to be on space bases by now. If we give it to all these countries. So we need to just go in with the UN taxation, IMF, World Bank, development type funds, they didn't call it that, global Marshall plans to control everything and go ahead and let the population bloom, keep it third world, and then mitigate it later once that crisis has grown. And once you understand the dark math, the logic of these Satanists, it makes perfect sense. Again, they always create the crisis they're worried about, that they're trying to get you to then ideologically travel in the Peace Corps when you're in college. to India and see dead bodies on the streets and fleas everywhere and rats everywhere and huge piles of feces just everywhere. And huge throngs of people and women being raped all over the place. And I mean, India is a living hell. A living hell in the major cities. It's beautiful in many areas, has a lot of interesting culture, but they've got 1.1 billion people. Let's see if my memory's right. I think it's 1.1 billion now. China's 1.3 billion. Let's look up the current population of India. It's like half the size of China. And it is a crisis. Oh, it's bigger than I thought. It's 1.252 billion. So it's a billion and almost the population of the U.S. added on. So you say, well, the U.N. then is doing what they have to. But once you set the precedent to have the U.N. and all these health agencies in on secret projects that even go public in the 90s, they admitted, yeah, we're sterilizing women with a tetanus shot. They're doing it to everybody. See, I have empathy for these Indians, not just because I know at an intellectual level it's going to come back on me, that what can be done to them is going to happen to me. My default already knows that, so I have empathy for them. Does it mean that I want to bring in a 50 million of them as a strategic group to work for half of what I'll work for to make me a debt slave too? No. I love them as humans, but they are a weapon being fired at our country. See the difference? Just like I don't want to sterilize the Mexican women with a Gardasil shot that is sterilizing many of them, reducing fertility. It's a soft kill. On record, look it up, HPV. Mandated by law in Mexico. You'll never hear Mecha or La Raza, the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups, saying don't sterilize our girls. Because they're there. Why do you think Fortune 500 funds them? To make it a racial group that never learns English, the world language, that can be kept in barrios under their El Jefe control. To make the U.S. just like a failed state like Mexico. I'd like to see Mexico filthy rich with huge glistening buildings and is just a jewel of a country. I'd love to see their people wealthy. I want to be like that. I want everybody to succeed. Yeah, there's the headline, South China Morning Post. Hundreds of girls in Colombian town sick after taking Gardasil vaccine. Yeah, it isn't hundreds, folks. That's a psyop where they always give you the low number. It's okay, you take the shot and then you have such a bad autoimmune response inside your body that blood pours out of you. But you're not going to have to worry about baby, sweetheart. But you're not going to hear the race talking about that because they were founded by the Ford Foundation to destroy Hispanics' future. Just like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, all these groups at the top are social engineers there to sell everyone out, period. And the minute you start realizing that we're all in this together, is the minute we can turn this planet around, industrialize these countries, reduce population, or create clean technologies. But they bring in all these fake clean technologies that are just boondoggles meant to make sure the rest of the planet doesn't get the real technology. So frustrating. I'm so angry about it. We're going to go to break, come back with some more news. And Ricky Ross is going to be joining us. White House says Obama is looking forward to executive action on immigration, North American Union, end of sovereignty, free welfare for the illegals, bankrupt the country. That's the plan. Boehner says Republicans blast job-crushing emissions deal with China. Oh, yeah, Obama doesn't care. He's going ahead with the carbon taxes on you and your family. Enjoy. Don't forget InfoWarsLife.com, the incredible X2, discounted 10% off in the biodefense combo pack with lung cleanse. Don't forget, we got more of the oxy powder in, incredible for your gut, getting you healthy. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And all the pro-gun Molon Labe t-shirts at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What? when I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.